Lisa Carmichael is a sophomore at Albion College in South Central Michigan. Her school recently made a course in the environment a requirement for graduation. Carmichael says she loves the idea, but says many students see it as just another required course. But Carmichael is optimistic about what the new course will do for even skeptical students.
But even if they go in thinking, well, I just have to take this, if you make it, how did this really affect their life, or make it, where does their wastewater really go, or how is recycling part of their life, and make them a practical project that they can go and work on and see how they affect other people and how they affect the planet as a whole.
Albion College is in the minority, according to a new report by the National Wildlife Federation on the environmental programs on college campuses. The Federation gives mostly A's and B's to schools for their on-campus environmental efforts, such as recycling and water conservation. But the schools receive only a C+ for environmental efforts in the classroom. The report shows that only 8% of colleges have a graduation requirement for environmental classwork. It also shows less than 10% of engineering and education majors receive any training in environmental matters. Some teachers and administrators around the country are trying to change that. Deborah Rowe teaches business and psychology courses at Oakland Community College in Michigan. She says each one of her courses includes some links to environmental issues. Rowe says every college graduate needs to have some background in the environment, regardless of what field students are planning to go into.
Once you understand the need and the opportunity to create a more humane and environmentally sound future, and we get more of our graduates who understand that, that's going to benefit the business as well as benefit them in their roles as a community member, where they can contribute to the overall health of society.
Rowe works with faculty members at other universities that want to increase the amount of environmental coursework required by their schools. But it's often a difficult process. Abigail Jael teaches in the political science department at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington, Illinois. She would like to see environmental coursework as part of the general education requirements for all students, but she fears it would be a tough sell at her school.
I think the concern would be that students already have a very heavy load of requirements. It would be adding something else, and there's often competition between various academic interests on campus.
But some schools are working on ways to improve environmental education without adding to the coursework. Tom Lowe is a dean and assistant provost at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. He says already existing courses in subjects like science and the humanities could easily add an environmental component. But he says it takes a campus-wide commitment to the idea to make it happen in a practical way. Lowe says Ball State has had success with a program to teach professors how to include the environment in a diverse collection of courses.
So the idea is the student hears this in many different courses in many different settings. You know, it's art, music, theater, dance. Now talk about environment in addition to just courses that more traditionally deal with environmental issues.
This won't come easily, though. Lowe says it will be a difficult process for many schools to take this approach toward the environment. He says it can be easy to convince a school to take on programs that save money, like installing high-efficiency lighting or purchasing low-emission vehicles. He says it can be much more difficult to get professors to change their ways and add a new element to their courses. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aul.